A Santa cookie jar is on a counter. Cookies are on a plate. Graphics, Hallmark Media Presents, Holiday Hotline. Pies and Christmas candies are on a counter. Graphics, Emily Tennant. A woman looks up.
Gracie, Mia, what are you kids doing up there?
She wears an apron and holds eggs. She puts them down. Graphics, Niall Matter. She walks to a staircase. Graphics,
Gracie.
Myla Volk. Michael Strickland, Cora Matheson, Eric Athavale, Marina Stephenson Kerr, Jacob Blair. A sign on a closed door reads, "Keep out." The woman enters the room. A turkey wearing a crown is surrounded by stuffed animals.
My turkey?
A sign reads, "Holiday Hotline."
Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling the Holiday Hotline.
Holiday Hotline? Let's talk turkey.
You did what to your turkey?
Rinse it as well as you can.
Okay, it's a long story, but... I can't get it out of the fryer!
The woman falls backwards.
So you're saying I was supposed to remove the bag before cooking it?
Two people struggle with the turkey.
Well, you see, it's stuck on the end of my hockey stick.
The Holiday Hotline. Every year, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, these poultry professionals calm the nerves of over 100,000 turkey first-timers. Sure, they could Google it, but there's nothing like talking to a real live person.
Okay, all right, just take a deep breath. We're going to get through this together.
And speaking of real people, that's me, Abby Mitchell, after a month in America.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Peggy. Let's talk turkey.
Well, sort of me. You might be wondering how Abby could be the same person as Peggy. Well, it all started back in England with some delicious Yorkshire puddings.
My delicious Yorkshire puddings!
No, Jason, that's where you're wrong. They're my Yorkshire puddings. Unbelievable.
Abby, darling, what are you doing?
I read the article, Jason.
They gave the restaurant a wonderful review.
Maybe you've forgotten, but I created that Yorkshire pudding. They put this place on the map, and you didn't even bother to mention my name.
Abby, darling, that was an oversight, love.
I don't think so. You used me. You took credit for the pudding in every other dish I created here.
Abby.
When I first started here 7 years ago, you promised you'd make me a head chef.
And you still could be.
No. It's not just the article, Jason. It's how you operate. You're not trustworthy. If you really loved me, you wouldn't take advantage of me.
Please, darling, please. Stop. Look, you're right. I should have given you more credit, but it's complicated. I mean, the public wants to believe that...
He looks at his phone. A beautiful woman named Kylie is calling him. Abby looks at his phone. He throws the magazine on his phone.
Abby, that's not what it looks like.
Really? I thought you were done with that kind of thing.
I can explain.
I don't think so. You betrayed me in work and you betrayed me in love. I'm done. I quit. I quit you and everything that goes with it.
She walks away.
And just like that, 7 years as a sous chef in one of London's finest restaurants, most of which were in a rocky relationship, were tossed in the rubbish like a tray of Yorkshire pudding. Of course, I was devastated. Fortunately for me, my mum and dad had just the remedy.
Almost there, keep your eyes closed. No. Okay, ready and... Okay, stay there. Stand there.
A lit Christmas tree is behind Abby.
Open your eyes.
Happy Christmas!
Abby.
But it's November.
We know how much you love Christmas, so we decided to celebrate early.
We thought it might help cheer you up. And since you won't be home for the holidays...
I won't.
Archie, you're going to ruin the surprise.
Her mum wears a Santa hat.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
She holds a gift.
What's this?
You're going to Chicago.
Aunt Doreen just moved to a retirement village in Florida, and her Chicago place is just sitting empty until it goes on the market in January.
We thought a change would do you good and get your mind off the restaurant business.
And off that ridiculously handsome chef.
Diane.
What? He is handsome.
Well, even if he is a bit dodgy.
I guess you're right. I could use some time away.
That's right. Regroup to get a fresh perspective. Out with the old, in with the new. The sun will come up tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Abby sits at a dining table. A turkey's on the table.
Don't worry, darling. You will still be a head chef someday.
I highly doubt that. Truly, the last thing I want to do right now is cook. It only reminds me of him, all the time I wasted, and the heartache. If I even make toast in the next year,
It'll be too soon.
Don't be daft. All you need is a fresh start. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
They hold wine.
All right. To a new adventure. Anything without cooking.
They clink glasses of wine.
Bon appetit.
A man and a girl clink glasses of milk. They put the milk down. The girl taps a piece of chicken on her plate.
That bad, huh?
You should have used a slow cooker.
Yeah, well, the thing's busted. But the oven should have worked fine. I mean, it's chicken. How hard can it be?
She picks up her chicken.
That hard, huh? Okay. We're ordering in.
He picks up their plates.
All right. Pick a menu. Any menu.
She closes her eyes and picks.
Italian!
Wise choice.
She nods. He picks up a phone.
Hey, Gina, it's, yeah. Yeah, and a side of, yep, with extra, yeah. Okay, great.
The girl nods.
Okay, what do you say we get started on your homework while we wait? Hmm?
How about we do it later? It's hard to think on an empty stomach.
Nice try.
He takes a notebook from a backpack.
Holiday worksheet. What's this?
Some dumb essay I have to write.
Not so dumb. What's your favorite holiday?
Duh, Christmas, of course.
Duh. And what's your favorite tradition?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Come on, spill.
Well, I'd like to write about Christmas dinner, but we don't do that anymore.
Sure we do. We go to Grandma's.
It's not the same as doing it at our house. I remember how it used to feel here. It's way better at home, Dad.
I know it was. But your mom was a really great cook. She was great at planning and great at decorating the table and, well, pretty much everything.
You could do all that.
I can't even make a chicken leg, sweetie. And I'm pretty sure you can't make a turkey in a slow cooker. What do you say we hold off on this essay for now, huh?
It's okay. I can write about opening presents.
No, no. I'm gonna figure it out. I am sure I can do a turkey. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. You okay to wait?
A building sign reads Chicago International Airport. Plane descends. Tall buildings are by a lake shore. Views of tall buildings. A taxi drives up to an old apartment block. Abby looks out the back window. She stands in front of the apartment with her luggage. An outside view of the top floor of an old building. A man walks in an architect's office.
Oh, thank you so much.
He takes papers and walks. He stops at an office.
Hey, Jack, let's go. We need to be in Wicker Park in 20 minutes.
Jack's the man who was with the girl.
Jack? You okay?
I've decided to have Christmas dinner at our house this year.
He rolls up plans.
Okay, first off, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. And secondly, and much more importantly, you can't boil water.
Ah, well, I can learn. We're going to have a big Christmas dinner at the house, just like we used to before Nikki died. Jessica deserves it.
We both do. Okay, well, good luck with that. Oh, do you want me to order Chinese now or wait until Christmas?
You're fired.
Ah, you can't fire me. I'm your brother. My name's on the wall. Look, all I'm saying is that cooking a turkey dinner is a big hill to climb for anybody. Why don't you give yourself a break and take Jessica to Mom's for Christmas dinner?
Because it's not her home. That's why.
Jack taps his brother with the rolled-up plans. Ugh. Abby struggles with large suitcases. She turns to look at a woman.
Excuse me. Hello. Sorry to bother you, but where might I find the lift?
Ooh, British accent. Are you Abigail, the chef?
I am, but please call me Abby.
Well, Abby, if you're looking for an elevator, nothing but stairs here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Margaret. Your great aunt Doreen told me the British were coming. You're in 16. I'm just down from you in 17. Anything you need, you just come on over. But don't ring the doorbell. It's like nails on a chalkboard from a hearing aid.
I won't.
Let me help you with your bags.
Oh, no.
I've lived here for 50 years, young lady. And I may not look it, but I am, as my grandkids say, ripped.
Oh, I can't ask.
Too late.
Margaret picks up a suitcase and walks up the stairs.
Hang on.
Abby carries a suitcase and a large bag. Jack and his brother entered the building.
Let's hope this doesn't take too long, hon. My shift starts at 11 tonight, and I still haven't slept.
Don't worry, it'll be quick. But once the restorations start, it's going to be a mess in there.
Well, I guess that means I'll just have to spend more time in your place.
See, there's a silver lining to everything. And when Jack and I are done with this place, it is going to be so beautiful, you're not going to want to leave.
Oh, well, maybe I'll call off the engagement just so I can stay here.
You know, I'm starting to wonder if you said yes just for my architectural skills.
Oh, but you know I did.
She smiles. They kiss. Jack looks at them.
Kissing the client. Very unprofessional.
How about you measure the suite, and Erica will show me the boiler room. Don't worry, I promise to be the ultimate professional.
They walk away.
Right.
Jack shakes his head. Margaret holds a suitcase.
Doreen said something about you working for a posh restaurant in London.
Oh, hi. Yes, 4 years at the Royal Academy of Culinary Arts and 7 in fine dining.
All sorts of complex dishes, I would imagine. Cornish hand-jellied eels, beef Wellington.
Gamut, yes. And now you're making me hungry.
I can break a 20 if needed.
Let me see what I have.
I'm just kidding, dear. It's on the house. And welcome to Chicago.
Margaret turns and walks away. Abby holds keys. She struggles with the keys. She can't turn the doorknob. Jack approaches. Jack.
Do you need some help?
No, I think I've got it sorted. Thank you.
The doorknob flies off. Jack.
Whoa. What have you done?
Abby holds the doorknob.
It's just a door handle. It can be fixed.
No, it can't. It's original to the building. It's irreplaceable.
I'm sorry. I'm a little confused as to why you have any concern about my door. Do you own the building?
No, I'm the architect who's going to be restoring the apartments over the next few years. I don't think you understand. You just broke a piece of history.
I'll find a replacement. And for the record, I understand the value of old things. Where I'm from, this building's practically brand new.
Ha! If I had a nickel for every time someone from Europe said that.
Hey there. Hi, I'm Mike. And this is Erica,
Hi.
My fiancé.
I live just down the hall. I'm Abby. Nice to meet you. I'll be your new neighbor for a while.
Oh, great.
If I can get in.
Oh, don't worry. We'll help you get inside. So what happened?
Disaster happened.
Seriously?
Jack nods.
Ah, this is my brother Jack.
Oh, we've met.
Don't worry. We'll find another one somewhere in the city. It's just going to take a little time.
What a measured, appropriate response. Thank you.
She drops the doorknob. Jack's eyes look upward.
Know any good locksmiths?
Mike.
Didn't have to be so prickly with Erica's new neighbor.
Jack.
I wasn't prickly. Everything in that building is priceless. She should have been yanking on the door handle.
Come on. We know this has nothing to do with the door handle. What's up?
I don't know. I guess I'm just worried about Jessica and making Christmas normal for her again. Mm. I have to get our lives back on track. I'm not sure I can pull it off the same way Nikki did.
Maybe you're being a little too hard on yourself. Are you sure you can go through with this?
Well, I have to now that I've realized how important this stuff is. You know, I've been thinking, too. Thanksgiving is only 2 days away. Start by making a trial turkey and bring it over to Mom and Dad's for Thanksgiving, huh?
Oh, boy, that sounds like a recipe for disaster. I'm definitely intended.
Come on, have a little faith in your brother. It's a turkey. How hard could it be,
huh? That's coming from the brother who couldn't even toast a Pop-Tart.
I'm telling you, Mikey, I am going to step up to the plate and make Christmas dinner at home for Jessica. I've got to swing for the fences this year, man.
Okay. Move over, Gordon Ramsay. There's a new cook in town.
They smile as they walk. Abby runs to the apartment building. Margaret waits inside. She sees Abby walk in. Margaret.
Abby.
Oh, Margaret. Good morning.
I'm so glad I ran into you. I'm in a bit of a pickle.
Pickle?
Yeah. You see, I'm new at this. I got a 13-pound turkey, and Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm so glad you're here. So what should I cook it at?
In a regular oven, 162 Celsius. I mean, 325 Fahrenheit for 3.5 hours.
Basting?
Basting is fine for an elementary approach. But you risk losing conduction heat with each oven intrusion. Never mind that an herb butter browns just the same.
To brine or not to brine?
Easy question.
It's a no-briner.
Sorry, bad joke. Definitely brine.
You're so helpful. And good.
Even better than I expected.
Abby looks perplexed. She walks into her apartment. Margaret follows. A view of an older house. Jack carries a turkey. Jessica.
What's that?
That is the turkey I'm making for Thanksgiving.
You're making a turkey. What about Grandma?
She's getting the day off.
She punches the turkey.
It's as hard as a rock, Dad. Doesn't it need time to thaw?
Right. Yeah. Sure, you're right. And I'm gonna get to that right after breakfast.
He opens the fridge.
Cottage cheese, almond fruit.
He puts them down on the counter.
Save some for me.
Margaret.
You're new in town, so you're probably looking for a job.
Oh, not really.
Well, you're in luck. Because who doesn't need a little extra cash around the holidays? That's lovely, Margaret, but I'm not sure that it's the perfect job. Seasonal, part-time, and you need to know someone to get your foot in the door.
What I'm not looking for.
It's the holiday hotline.
Margaret looks excited.
Let's talk turkey.
Abby raises her eyebrows.
I don't suppose you have that in England. Here, it's where folks from all over the country call for help with their holiday turkeys.
And people talk them through it?
Oh, not just people. Experts like you and me.
But I thought you were cooking your first turkey.
Sorry, but that was a test. I had to make sure you were up to it.
Okay, I don't quite understand.
I promised my family I'd show up for Thanksgiving this year. And the grandkids are counting on it, so please keep it on the hush-hush.
Hush, hush?
Some of the other ladies in the building have been begging for a spot on the hotline for years, bribing me with baked goods. Don't want the gravy train to stop, got me?
Margaret.
That's right. I need a sub starting today. I need you.
Margaret points at Abby. Margaret turns and leaves. Abby's mouth is open.
Holiday hotline. Let's talk turkey.
Yeah, Margaret told me you were very enthusiastic about taking the job.
Well, actually, I only agreed because she seemed so terribly desperate.
That's rich. Oh, Margaret said you were a ringer. And for a Brit, it seems like you really know your way around a Thanksgiving turkey.
Thanks, Roger. My mother's American, actually, so Thanksgiving's always been a special time for us.
And we are thankful for that. Here you go.
He gestures to a desk. Abby sits.
It's showtime.
You're live in 5, 4, 3.
Abby wears a headset. Roger counts down with his fingers.
Isn't that a TV thing?
Could you just let me have my fun? Okay.
Roger walks away. Abby.
Holiday hotline. Let's talk turkey.
I don't know. My mother-in-law told me to keep the plastic wrapping on the turkey to seal in the juices.
Does your mother-in-law by chance have her knickers in a knot because you're hosting Thanksgiving this year instead of her?
Her what? In a what now?
Oh, sorry. Do you think that could be why she's giving you bad advice?
Maybe. I hadn't thought of that. Thank you.
Abby sits in the kitchen with her. The woman hangs up. She turns and smiles. Abby smiles at her desk. Roger gives her a thumbs up. Abby gives him a thumbs up. Jack's on his phone.
How long does a 20-pound turkey take to thaw? What?
Abby.
Holiday hotline. Let's talk turkey.
Can I defrost my turkey on the roof rack of my car? I'm driving from Kenosha to Kalamazoo.
A turkey's in his roof rack.
Hello? Are you still there?
Abby sits in his car. She looks stunned. A turkey's in a bed.
Can the electric blanket be on high all night long?
Abby sits up in the bed.
Pardon?
A woman pokes a turkey.
I'm not sure if my turkey's going to be ready in time.
What state is your turkey in?
Abby sits on a lawn chair by the woman.
Florida?
Abby looks to the camera. Jack measures his turkey. He measures his oven. He puts down his tape measure. He picks up his packaged turkey and bends down. He struggles to get it in the oven. He flies in the air, holding the turkey. He falls on the floor. Mike walks into the kitchen. He looks around. Jack's on the floor with the turkey. Mike.
Is this a bad time?
Mike's upside down. Jack looks up at Mike. Jack looks at a tag on the turkey. It reads Holiday Hotline. Jack's head hits the floor. Abby.
Yes, I am from England.
Roger looks at Abby.
No, we don't do Thanksgiving there, but I can... Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Roger sits.
Turkey trouble?
They don't think the British know how to cook turkey. Maybe I should just use an American accent. It would make this a lot easier.
You can do that?
Of course. My mum's American. Watch this. Thanks for calling the holiday hotline. My name is...
She puts the call on hold.
What should my American name be?
What's wrong with Abby?
I'm getting into character.
Oh, okay. Well, you're filling in for Margaret. So, Madge, Maggie, Peggy.
Peggy. Perfect.
They both smile.
Peggy, let's talk turkey.
Jack.
Hi, this is John.
Mike mutes Jack's phone.
John?
What? That is my given name. I'm talking to a stranger. Do you let strangers call you Mikey?
No, I never understood how anybody gets Jack from John in the first place.
Jack gives Mike a look. He unmutes his phone.
How can I help you today, John?
Well, how much time do you have?
Abby.
Well, as long as it takes.
She's in the kitchen.
So why don't we start at the beginning? I assume you're having turkey troubles.
Well, the trouble started long before the turkey, but that's a good place to start.
What's the problem?
Well, I have a 20-pound turkey, and it's frozen solid.
Okay, sounds like you're feeding an army. When do you need it?
Technically for Thanksgiving, tomorrow night. But I thought I'd start early, and I don't want to foul this one up.
Abby sits between Jack and Mike.
Sorry, that joke didn't deserve the reaction it got.
Apologies, that was a dad joke. My daughter would be mortified.
I'll allow it. I bet your daughter is proud of her father for taking on the turkey duties.
Jack stands.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, actually. I'm struggling here because I want to show her I can do this, you know? This is a test to see if we can host Christmas dinner here like before.
He sits in another room.
Does Mom usually do the cooking?
Abby sits beside him.
She used to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. She's not with us anymore.
I'm so sorry.
Abby looks concerned. Jack nods. He turns to look. He reaches for Jessica's notebook.
John? John, are you still there?
She wrote about Christmas presents.
Yeah, I think I need to go, actually. Sorry to waste your time.
Jack hangs up. He stares ahead.
But I...
Roger looks at Abby. She's deep in thought. He walks toward her. He crouches at her desk.
You all right?
Oh, yes, fine. Thank you.
Maybe that's enough for your first go-round. Tomorrow's the big day. You need your rest for the Thanksgiving rush.
Thanks, Roger.
He stands and walks away. Abby takes off her headset. She puts it on her desk. She picks up her purse and walks away. A sign reads Antique Shop, Buy, Sell, Trade. Abby walks by it. Tables, chairs, and items are outside the shop. Abby walks into the shop. Jack looks at doorknobs inside the shop. He looks into a cabinet. He picks up a doorknob and examines it. Abby.
You don't have to do that, you know.
Oh. Hi.
Jack puts down the doorknob.
What are you doing here?
Well, I am the one who broke the handle. I thought maybe I could find a new one. What are you doing here?
Well, as my brother pointed out, I was the one who was being prickly the other day. I thought maybe replacing your handle would be a way to apologize.
It's okay. You're passionate about your work. I get it.
She smiles and turns.
That's cracking. Antique kitchen bits.
She looks at the price tag.
Chicago is pricey. I'll have to take a loan just to buy a pack of crisps here.
That's chips, right?
No. Chips are fried potatoes.
You mean French fries?
No, the French stole the idea from the British.
Ah, yeah, well, of course they did.
This thing's probably got 100 years of memories baked onto it.
Oh, I hope not. That's disgusting.
It's called seasoning. It's what makes cast iron skillets so wonderful to cook with.
Oh. Do you cook?
I choose not to.
Same. Yeah, well, actually, people ask me not to because I'm beyond terrible at it. Speaking of which, I better run. because I have to pick up dinner.
Oh, me too.
I'll let you know if I find that door handle.
I promise not to break it if you do.
Yeah. He walks away. She smiles. A night view of Jack's house.
Okay, sweetie, there you go.
He tucks his daughter in.
Dad, why is there a turkey in the bathtub?
Oh, because he was cold. Hey, can I ask you a question?
That's already a question.
Right. You know that holiday essay? I saw that you started writing about opening presents. I thought you were going to wait to see if I could step up with the turkey.
It's okay, Dad. A turkey's a lot harder than fruit and cottage cheese. I thought I'd go easy on you.
Okay. Good night, princess.
He kisses her.
I love you.
Good night, Dad. Love you more.
He stands.
No way, kiddo. I love you more.
She lays in bed. He stands in the doorway. He looks at her asleep in bed. He looks deep in thought. He walks away.
Well, I hope you had a lovely evening at the spa last night.
Jack carries the turkey. He puts it on the counter. He takes off a glove. He pulls out his phone.
Round two.
He holds the holiday hotline card.
Holiday hotline. Let's talk turkey.
Roger carries treats.
Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for coming in early. Today is basically our Super Bowl.
I'm ready, willing, and almost awake.
Well, this afternoon, we will be having our own Thanksgiving, even while we make others better. We're basically one big family here.
It's lovely. I bet everyone misses Margaret, though.
Oh, well, I hear she's having a ball with her grandkids. Check this out.
He shows her his phone. She's puzzled.
Oh, she hasn't gotten the hang of a selfie yet.
Oh, she has a call.
Oh, buckle up. It's go time.
She puts on her headset.
Holiday hotline. Let's talk turkey.
Jack.
This is Peggy. I was hoping to talk to Peggy.
Yes, this is Peggy.
She's in his kitchen.
Hi, this is John. From yesterday?
He stands by her.
John.
Yeah, I wanted to apologize. I was going through a thing, but I'm good now.
Hey, don't you worry. I'm really glad you called back.
Yeah, this turkey deal, it's proven to be more challenging than I thought.
You know...
She turns.
More often than not, the biggest obstacle when cooking a turkey is the emotional part.
She faces the camera.
The emotional part?
Well, it can be intimidating. There are high expectations around the holiday turkey.
She walks.
And that makes sense. I've been avoiding it all morning. And it is scary, but as I mentioned, it brings up a lot.
Jack's beside her.
I know it's not really my place, but...
She turns away.
If you need to talk... I'm happy to listen. It might help.
Thank you. That's very kind. The truth is, I probably don't talk about it enough, but it's... the loss is there. All the time.
How long ago, if you don't mind me asking?
3 years.
I see.
Yeah. I'm working my way through it, but it's my daughter. I just recently realized that having Christmas dinner at home is the thing that she misses the most.
Food is a powerful connector to memories.
Indeed it is. I guess I worry that no matter how I deal with this, it'll never be what it was.
Healing takes time. I'm just learning that myself. It's hard to let go of what we thought our life was going to be.
Yeah.
Jack turns.
Yeah, you're right. It's the hardest thing there is.
Don't give up, John. Thanksgiving is a perfect practice run. You can get all the kinks out and be ready for the main event on Christmas. And don't worry, the hotline will be open all the way through Christmas Eve Day.
And you'll be there?
Absolutely. I can help you every step of the way. So let's not foul it up.
Good one. Thank you for listening. It means a lot.
Well then, let's keep going. I'll talk you through the prep process.
I'm all ears.
I know.
Of course.
She's at her desk.
It's my pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving, John.
Roger looks at Abby. Abby puts down her Union Jack cup. Abby smiles. Abby holds a cup and burrito in her kitchen. She sets the cup down and sits at a table. She looks at a tablet. She views the Posh Eatery website. She sees a photo of her Yorkshire puddings. She sees photos of Jason and Kylie standing close to each other. She turns her tablet upside down. She picks up her phone. She holds her phone up.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello, sweetheart.
Cheers, pet.
Abby takes a bite.
Are you eating a microwave burrito?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen you use the microwave in your entire adult life.
The act of actually cooking just doesn't appeal right now.
It's no big deal. So, how's Thanksgiving in London?
Aces. Brilliant.
But we missed your turkey and your cranberry brie bites.
And I miss your glorious Yorkshire pudding, of course.
Anyone miss me? Or just my cooking?
Of course we missed you.
Hogwash, we're missing you as we speak.
How are you spending your time?
I'm, doing some culinary consulting work while avoiding anyone and anything
to do with the restaurant scene. Oh, Abigail.
And I don't even
want to think about my future until I get back.
I am on vacation from thinking, cooking, dating, and...
anything else ending in ing that I can't think of right now, because as I said,
I am on vacation from thinking.
Are you sleeping?
Of course. Quite well, as it happens.
Oh, can I call you back?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Decorations are on a table in the hallway. Erica holds a ribbon. Abby...
wow, you don't waste any time, do you?
Oh, we take Christmas very seriously around here.
And not just the turkey dinner part, which I hear is going very well.
Oh, and here is your wreath.
Oh, so this is an official thing?
Yep, everyone decorates their own.
Margaret.
There's a best door decor prize, which I intend to win.
What's the prize?
The prize is lording it over Carla in 32.
Well, I can't wait to get started. Is there somewhere close by with Christmas bits and bobs I can use?
Okay, you are just adorable with that accent.
There's a wonderful little Christmas shop a couple of blocks down.
It's a really good gift shop, too. You know, in case you want to bring something back to London for your boyfriend, or girlfriend, or miscellaneous significant other.
None of the above. But the shop sounds lovely.
You know, Mike and I are headed out to get a Christmas tree if you want to tag along. And we won't be long, because I've got to work tonight.
I don't think I'll be getting a tree this year. Decorating the wreath is enough for me.
It's for the main lobby. We have a little tree trimming party, and everyone puts one personal ornament on it. Something that represents who they are. You should come.
Margaret smiles at Abby. Abby smiles back. A sign reads Christmas trees. Mike, Erica, and Abby walk past carolers.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Abby reaches into her purse.
Don't you look lovely? Merry Christmas.
She gives money to a girl dressed as an elf. Jack and Jessica look at a tree.
Hi, Jack. Hey, Jessica. Fancy meeting you two here.
Mike smiles.
You two asked us to meet you.
We did?
Mike and Erica look at each other.
What's going on with her?
Going? On?
You too.
Jack looks at Mike and Erica. He sees Abby coming toward them.
Oh.
Erica.
What?
It's not about you. She wants to experience a full-fledged American Christmas, and that always involves buying a tree.
Abby.
Hi, Jack. Happy day after Thanksgiving.
I think you mean Black Friday. But I'm guessing you don't have that in England because you don't have Thanksgiving.
Actually, we do have Black Friday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Commerce prevails. And we also have taupe Tuesday, but it's kind of boring. Because taupe is a boring color. It's not a real thing. I realize that's a mercy laugh, but I'll take it.
It's not a mercy laugh at all, Taupe Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a Jack joke all day long. It's like a dad joke, just way worse. It's probably jealous he didn't come up with it.
Oh, thank you, Mike. This is my daughter, Jessica. Jessica, this is Abby. She's from London, England.
Like Harry Potter?
Oh, Harry and I go way back.
He's a fictional character from a book.
Smart kid.
Yeah, sometimes too smart for her own good, huh?
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Jessica. I was going to get some hot cocoa, if you'd like some.
Can I?
I want that one.
Sure, yeah.
All right, come with me.
Abby and Jessica walk away. Jack follows them. Mike and Erica pound fists. Milk steamed. Jack.
What's the matter?
Something Jessica.
Whipped cream always melts too fast.
I have a special trick for that. Hang on.
Abby walks to the hot chocolate vendor.
Excuse me. Strange request.
What's she doing?
She holds a can of whipping cream. She walks back to the bench Jack and Jessica sit on.
Right.
She gives Jessica whipping cream.
Take a sip.
Jessica sips hot chocolate.
And another one.
Jessica sips again.
And one more.
Jessica sips again. She has whipped cream on her lips. Abby smiles. Jack smiles at Abby.
Come on, guys. Let's go find a good treat.
Jessica stands. Jack gestures. Graphics, holiday hotline.
No, you have to use a meat thermometer.
There are lots of ways to prepare a turkey.
You're so welcome. Make sure you let the turkey rest for 20 minutes.
You can do it.
Deglaze the pan. So am I supposed to take it to, like, a body shop?
Abby's at her desk.
Holiday hotline. Let's talk turkey.
Yeah, all I want to know is, how do I wake up a turkey after it rests? Huh? What do I, give it a slap? I mean, it's already dead, am I right?
Just tell it to wake up and you'll be fine. Merry Christmas.
Hey, not so fast. Something tells me that you know too much. But how to make a delicious cheesecake for dessert, huh?
Yes, I do. The secret is cottage cheese.
The man opens his fridge and takes out cottage cheese. He looks at the cottage cheese.
Your secret's safe with me.
He turns off his phone.
Yes.
Abby sits at her desk. Roger rolls his chair to her.
We have a caller looking for Peggy. It's John. Does he always sound this eager to talk to you?
I hadn't noticed.
You know, when you lie, Santa takes you off the nice list.
It's Father Christmas. I'm British, remember? Maybe I should tell John I'm not really Peggy or American.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because he opened up to you. He was vulnerable with you. And if he thinks you're just playing games with him, he'll feel like a fool. And he may never call the hotline again. He'll be too embarrassed.
You're right. I don't want him to think I didn't take his call seriously. As a turkey expert, I mean.
Oh, yes, of course.
And the other callers have been responding to me better as Peggy.
There you go. Peggy lives!
He rolls back to his desk.
Line two.
He pushes a button. Abby picks up her Union Jack cup. Jack's in his office. He sits on his desk.
Hi, John.
She sits beside him.
Hi, Peggy.
It's good to hear from you. How did Thanksgiving go?
Well, I followed your advice to a T. Except for the part about taking it out of the oven on time.
Oh, no.
Anyway, my family had a backup turkey ready to go. And I wasn't sure whether I should be grateful or insulted.
Well, then there's nowhere to go but up. You still have time to do another test turkey.
Well, that's actually why I'm calling, but now I'm second-guessing myself.
Nope. You called. We're doing this. So how many people would you be serving on Christmas?
5 to 7. My parents haven't decided if they're going to Florida yet.
So maybe more leftovers. I'd recommend a 12-pounder.
Oh, okay. To brine or not to brine? That is the question.
Definitely brine. It locks in so much of the flavor. Once it's thawed, call me back and we'll go from there.
Okay, but what if you're not there when I call?
Well, everyone here is an expert.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you know my whole deal.
You know, I'm still a little bit embarrassed that I spilled my guts like that the other day.
Don't be. Sometimes it takes talking to someone you don't know to really talk turkey. Sorry. Bad joke. I am full of those lately.
No. You're right. Because I know, like, once I get through this, everything else is gravy.
Okay, that is so much worse. Seriously, though, if you do want to make sure to get me on the line, this week I'm here from noon to 8 Central Time.
Perfect. I'm in the Central Time Zone, too. Chicago.
Abby shakes her head.
That's where I am. For some reason, you sound really far away.
Oh, yeah, and that's because my daughter spilled a little bit of orange juice on my cell phone. You know, like a gallon or so.
Well, that would do it.
Yeah. Okay, so just to be clear, call back sometime this week, noon till 8?
Yep.
All right, it's a date. For talking turkey, about actual turkey, not that turkeys can talk. That's...
Right.
Right, okay. We'll talk then.
Bye.
Bye.
They're standing together. A person passes by. Abby's gone. Jack smiles. Abby sits at her desk. She smiles. Roger.
He lives in Chicago.
Blimey, were you eavesdropping?
Yeah. This is my new favorite show. It's The Lovebirds with Peggy and John.
He gestures.
The Lovebirds with Peggy and John. The Lovebirds with Peggy and John. I just made that up.
He rolls back to his desk. Abby smiles and looks to the side. Jack's at his desk. Mike walks to him.
Hey, want to grab lunch?
I need a 12-pound turkey.
For lunch? Seems excessive.
To try and make it home. Again.
What changed your mind?
Seeing Jess have so much fun at the tree lot. She still loves Christmas so much. I owe it to her. Plus, Peggy from the hotline is going to help me.
Ooh, really?
Okay, new topic.
Okay. Seemed like you and Abby hit it off at the tree lot.
Why are you so determined to pair me up with someone?
Because at some point, you have to stop living in the past and start thinking about the future.
It's kind of hard to do when my entire career is literally all about the past.
Our job is about honoring it, not clinging to it. And you know I wasn't talking about work.
Mike points to Jack. Jack looks at Mike and nods. They walk into an elevator. An exterior shot of Abby's apartment building. She sits in the kitchen. She puts a British flag on a wreath. She puts another one on. She smiles as she decorates her wreath. She sips tea. Jack kneels outside her apartment door. He holds a metal plate. Abby opens the door. She sees Jack.
If you were planning on breaking and entering, you're doing it wrong.
Should have not. This probably looks creepy, huh?
If we hadn't already met, definitely. But since we've already met, still creepy. Yeah. So you found the match. All that angst for nothing.
Yeah, I thought so, but the holes don't line up.
So make new holes.
Jack stands.
Whoa, are you insane? I can't just drill into this door. It's more precious than the handle.
He freezes, then holds up a finger.
I'm doing it again, aren't I?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't hammer a large nail into the door to hang my wreath?
You're killing me. You don't have a door hanger?
Wouldn't you know it? The one thing I forgot to pack.
Oh, right. Okay. Give me 10 minutes. Don't touch the door, okay? I think the Christmas shop around the corner probably has something.
Oh, I was going to go there myself. I need an ornament for the building's tree trimming party. What's wrong?
You just reminded me I haven't done the tree with my kid. My wife was much more organized about these things.
Was?
She looks at Jack.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you, but it's been a while. Let's just get you that hanger, huh?
I'll get my coat.
Okay.
She smiles and walks away. Jack watches her. Jack and Abby walk into the Christmas shop. Jack picks up a gold hanger. He pays for it.
Thank you.
You didn't have to buy it for me.
Oh, I'm not. I'm buying it for your poor beleaguered door. Plus, I thought I'd look for an ornament for Jess. We've been getting her one every year since she was a baby. So that way, when she grows up, she'll have a collection of her own. There, just at the back here.
They walk.
Oh, this is perfect. Jessica started playing guitar this year. And by playing, I mean not playing any actual chords, but fully committing to the rock star aesthetic.
I think you missed your calling.
All right, your turn.
Okay. Well, the ornament for the lobby tree is supposed to be something that represents each of us.
Mm-hmm. Abby holds a large prism ornament. Jack looks at a turkey ornament. They both smile.
I think this says me more than anything else right now.
You're sparkly and overpriced.
I was going for multifaceted and unpredictable.
Wow. You're incredibly self-aware.
She shows them the tag.
For the multifaceted and unpredictable person in your life who lights up every room they're in. Huh. You skipped that last part.
I'm British. We walk into a room and deliberately avoid attracting attention.
So I shouldn't do something like this.
He turns.
Hey, holiday shoppers. This here is Abby, and she is visiting Chicago all the way from London. Can we get a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas!
That's just cool.
He hands her the ornament. She takes it and shakes her head. They leave the shop.
Well, thank you for the unwanted attention and the wreath hanger.
Thank you for not destroying any more of your apartment.
So you're back to that, huh?
Oh, I never left.
He smiles and walks away. Graphics, holiday hotline.
I think I have everything I need for Operation Turkey. Hope I'm up to it.
Don't worry. I've made an extra large pot of tea today, so I'm here as long as you need me.
I'm serious. I can't mess this up. It's only 2 weeks till Christmas.
Hey, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Have some fun.
People have fun doing this?
Of course. You'll see. Once you get the hang of it, you start making it your own. That's the joy of cooking. Or at least it was for me once.
Well, but not anymore?
They're in his kitchen.
I love it. But right now, talking about it is less painful than actually doing it. It's complicated.
Try me.
Okay. My entire identity was wrapped up in my cooking career and in a former relationship. Those two worlds were more mixed than they should have been. Anyway, he was never honest with me. In fact, he was lying to me all along.
Sorry that you had to go through that. I've dealt with my fair share of lies, too. But, please, go on.
No, you go ahead.
Well, it was my late wife. She kept her illness a secret for a while, even from me. I know she did it to protect me, but look, we don't have to get into that. I'd like to hear more about you if you feel open to it.
Well, the long and short of it is, I broke it off and haven't wanted to go back to anything like that. I just wanted to see what it was like to do something else for a while.
So you took a job that's literally all about cooking?
This is different. This is me helping people find the joy I once had. Right now, it's enough.
I'm not convinced I'll ever put the word joy and cooking in the same sentence.
Well, then, let's start with not miserable and cooking. I can help. You just have to trust me.
I do trust you, even though we've never met, which is weird.
But a good weird.
A great weird.
Roger.
Okay, you have to meet this guy.
A little lie in real life. That's the last thing John needs, believe me.
Well, I am still rooting for Peggy and John. I said the lovebirds, you know. Peggy and John. The lovebirds, Peggy and John.
Roger walks. Abby holds her purse and coat. People walk downstairs to the apartment lobby. Margaret.
I'm excited to see what you made for the potluck. Which dish is yours?
I made a trip to the market and bought a baked brie.
You're really committed to this no cooking thing, huh?
I am, and it's liberating.
Did you hang your ornament on the tree?
Oh, I almost forgot.
Pretty.
Thanks.
Boring.
Hey, I wanted to get the roast turkey ornament, but I didn't want anyone getting suspicious.
Good thinking.
So, which ornament is yours?
It's an old fashion.
Get it?
Because I'm old. And you like fashion? No, because I like to drink them.
She holds a plastic drink ornament. Erica.
There you are.
Mike and Jack walk in. The lobby's full of lights.
I hope you don't mind I drag Jack here with me.
I wouldn't say dragged.
Did you two bring ornaments?
Compasses.
Because we're architects.
Yeah, and the T-squares were too big.
Erica.
Mine's a turkey foot.
Margaret.
A what? It's the little thingy that holds IV tubes together.
Winner, winner, turkey dinner. Hang it up.
Abby smiles as Jack passes her.
I'm British, remember?
Yep.
Say Christmas crackers.
Christmas crackers!
All right. Who moved the mistletoe? I may need that.
I really want to be her when I grow up.
No, we all do.
So, Abby, have you gone to the Christmas Kindle market yet? We're all going tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm dying to go, but I have to work.
Oh, I didn't realize you were working while you were here. I just thought you were out sightseeing every day. What do you do?
Oh, just some freelance consulting. But aren't you working at the hospital tomorrow?
My shift doesn't start till 11.
You must be knackered. When do you sleep?
Sleep? What's that?
Margaret.
Abby, come with me. I want to introduce you to someone.
Okay.
They walk away.
Nice save. Need to keep the gravy train chugging. Choo-choo.
Abby smiles. She looks. Jack looks at her. He gestures. She raises a glass. Margaret turns to look at Jack. She turns and smiles at Abby. Graphics, Holiday Hotline.
Oh, there's a lot you can do with leftovers.
Oh, turkey meatballs, turkey enchiladas.
My father used to make the best turkey samosas around town.
Turkey pozole, turkey croquettes, turkey tetrazzini, turkey enchilada, turkey ramen, turkey Caesar salad, turkey Reuben, turkey chili, turkey burger, smoky turkey corn chowder, turkey hash. You should hang up and call 911.
Graphics, Holiday Hotline.
This is Peggy. Now let's talk turkey.
Hi. So, I'm looking at a turkey from 1999 sitting here in my granny's freezer.
Abby.
Margaret, is that you?
Who's this?
It's Abby.
Look, you said Peggy. Where's your accent? Are you even British?
I am, Margaret. I just decided to use an American accent for the hotline. You don't really have a 24-year-old turkey, do you?
No. I was just trying to keep you all on your toes. I've enjoyed spending so much time with my grandkids, but I miss my hotline family.
They miss you too.
Maybe I could fill in for you here and there. You know, in case there's something you want to do while you're in Chicago, say, go to the Christmas market. It's a Chicago tradition, which I'm sure you'll enjoy.
Abby smiles. Erica.
So, what do you think of Christmas in Chicago, Abby?
Mike.
I imagine you prefer more of a Dickens vibe.
Jack.
Did you just say vibe?
Yeah, so what? I'm hip.
Even worse.
Abby.
It's a lot different from London, but I really like it. And the architecture in Chicago is stunning. I truly had no idea how beautiful it is here.
Have you done the Burnham Walk yet?
The Burnham Walk?
Erica.
Oh, it's Jack's favorite area. It's not really an official thing, but an area with gorgeous architecture. Mm. We can take her to Mike's for the night.
Mike.
Yeah. Well, you deserve a night out.
Jessica.
Can I, Dad? Please?
You sure?
Come on, Jack. I need an excuse to watch more episodes of Bluey.
It is a great show. Okay. Thanks, guys.
I'll pick you up first thing in the morning, okay?
Okay.
I love you so much.
Love you more.
Jack and Jessica hug. Mike, Erica, and Jessica walk away.
I think they're leaving us alone on purpose.
100%.
Jack and Abby look at each other.
That historic route's only a 5-minute walk. Shall we?
He offers her his arm.
We shall.
She takes his arm. They smile and walk away.
So that architecture was greatly influenced by Daniel Burnham's work. Sort of a hero of mine. His designs are timeless. Classic.
My apartment building is a similar style, right?
Yes. Dates back to Burnham's time.
Okay. Now your whole door reaction makes a lot more sense.
Thanks. We're just trying to preserve a part of the past and stop developers from tearing it all down and starting from scratch.
I can understand the temptation. It's probably easier. To be honest, I think I've been trying to do that with my life lately.
start over from scratch.
Is that why you left London?
Yes. Too much history, heartache. Now, thinking instead of tearing everything down and throwing it away, maybe I should restore the parts that were beautiful.
Jack smiles and nods.
Did I tell you I was a chef?
You told me you choose not to cook.
So you can see my dilemma.
I wish I'd known you were a chef earlier. You probably could have helped me.
With what?
Oh, I've been trying to make a turkey for Christmas dinner for Jessica. Her mother used to do it, but we haven't since she passed. I can't believe I'm going to tell you this.
You don't have to tell me anything you don't want to.
Just promise not to judge me. But I actually called that holiday hotline for help. Let's talk turkey. I know. It's crazy, right? The thing is, the woman on the phone, she actually really helped me. Yeah, in more ways than one.
Abby looks at Jack. She looks stunned.
You all right?
Jack looks at Abby.
Sorry, I think I had too much of that spiced wine. I should probably just go home.
Yeah, that stuff gets me too. I can take you.
No, thanks. I'm fine. Taxi!
She raises a hand.
Are you sure you're okay?
A taxi pulls up.
Thanks for the tour and everything you shared. It means a lot to me. More than you know. Good night.
She gets in the taxi. She closes the door. Jack waves. The taxi drives away. Jack looks puzzled.
Good gravy, John. Is Jack? Are you kidding?
I wish I were kidding. I don't know what to do. I should have told him right then and there. Why didn't I tell him?
Okay, let me ask you this. Which one of them do you have feelings for?
Both.
And who does Jack have feelings for?
I think both, too. Oh, that's the problem. He's going to call the hotline. I don't know what to do. He trusts Peggy.
You're Peggy.
No, I'm Abby. He can't handle a lie like this. I know that now. Not after everything he's been through. When he finds out I'm Peggy, he's not going to trust either of us again. We'll both lose him.
Again, you're both you.
Maybe when he calls, I just shouldn't answer.
Oh, well, I thought this hotline was about turkeys, not chickens.
Roger gives her a look.
All right, then. I'm going to answer his call, help him make that turkey, and then put everything on the table.
She puts on her headset. Roger smiles at her. Mike.
So you're telling me you're torn between a random voice on a phone and an actual, real-life, amazing woman.
Yes, Peggy helped me open up again. She helped me realize that I could move on.
Yeah, but isn't Abby doing that too?
Yeah, but it's different. I'm not even sure that Abby wants whatever this is.
Come on, I've seen the two of you together. You have a real connection.
I have one with Peggy too.
Yeah, that's just over a phone line though. Is that enough for you?
They walk outside.
You're right. I need to know if what I have with Peggy is real.
I'll
call her tomorrow, make the turkey, then I'll lay it all on the line.
Jack's in his kitchen. He paces away from the camera. He stops and turns around. He walks to the camera and stops. He reaches for his phone. Christmas decorations are near Abby. She sits at her desk, holding her Union Jack cup.
Thank you for calling the holiday hotline. Let's talk turkey.
Hi, Peggy.
John, hi.
Ready to make some turkey?
They're in Jack's kitchen.
More than ready.
She takes off her headset. He puts down his phone. They look at each other. The turkey's on the counter. Jack holds out his hand. They're close to each other. Jack wears a suit. Abby wears a low-cut red dress. They dance together. A TV behind them has Let's Talk Turkey on its screen. A cooked turkey's on a table near them as they slow dance together. Jack twirls Abby. They smile and look into each other's eyes as they dance closely. Jack holds Abby's hand. He twirls her again. Jack dips Abby.
Let's not let this moment go to waste.
What?
Let's not let this moment go to waste. Get it?
Get it?
Jack's in his kitchen. Abby's at her desk.
Sorry, dad joke again because base rhymes with...
waste. I get it.
I didn't realize, but I guess that one was a real thinker, huh?
Certainly in thought.
Listen,
John,
please.
I need to tell
you. Home emergency!
Jessica walks into the kitchen. She takes whipping cream from the fridge.
Like Abby does it, please.
Peggy, can I call you back in 5?
Abby sits at her desk. Roger.
So, how'd it go?
The bird is in the oven.
Is that code?
No, it's actually in the oven. We never got to talk about anything. He's going to call me back in 5 minutes.
Her cell rings.
It's Jack. How'd he get my number?
Who cares? Answer it.
Hello?
Roger leans in.
Abby. Hi, it's Jack. Erica gave me your number. I hope that's okay.
Sure, of course.
I wanted to check on you after last night.
Oh, I'm fine.
She pushes Roger away. Abby stands and walks.
Thank you. Sorry I left so quickly.
That's okay. So, you're feeling better?
Uh-huh.
Good. Listen, I have a turkey in the oven, and I'd really love it if you could come over and try it when it's done.
You want me to taste it?
Well, yeah. You're a chef, right?
Yes, but so is... Yes.
I just want to see if you think it's good.
There's not a doubt in my mind that it will be.
So, you'll come?
I'd love to. I have a lot to tell you.
Me too. I'll text you the address.
Abby hangs up. She looks serious. Roger types at his desk.
Gobble, gobble. It's the holiday hotline. Yes. Between noon and 8 p.m. Well, I will let her know. Okay, bye.
Roger writes a note. He hangs up his phone. He looks. Abby stares as she twirls a spoon in her cup. Roger walks to her.
It's been 15 minutes. Why hasn't John called Peggy back?
Abby.
Is he ghosting her?
You're asking if the guy that just asked you to his house is ghosting you?
I just really wanted closure with John first.
Well, that's not going to happen today. That was John. He wanted to leave Peggy, you, a message that he would call her, you, on the hotline tomorrow and tell her, you, how it went.
How it went with the turkey?
Or you.
So Peggy's his backup?
You're jealous of yourself?
I know. It's insane.
She puts her head in her hands. Jack runs down his stairs. He opens the front door.
Hey, come on in.
Thanks.
Abby walks in holding wine.
I brought this for you.
Oh, thank you.
Jack takes the wine.
It smells really good in here, Jack. I think you did it.
Well, we'll see.
Hey, Abby!
Jessica runs.
Abby!
Jessica.
Jessica hugs Abby.
In case we have hot cocoa later.
She holds whipping cream.
Can we, Dad?
Absolutely. Oh, there's the timer.
The turkey!
She runs away.
The truth.
Don't forget to let it rest for 20 minutes to let the juices settle.
Wow, look at you and your turkey know-how. You probably could have worked at that holiday hotline I called, huh?
Right. No, that's...
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
Abby puts her head down and walks into another room. A view of the turkey. Jessica.
You did it, Dad.
Well, we don't know that yet. I'm nervous. What if it's dry?
Only one way to find out.
Jack carves the turkey. Jessica crosses her fingers.
Okay, 1, 3. 1, 2, 3.
They all try it.
It's so good.
Brilliant.
Now we can have Christmas dinner here, right?
Absolutely. Would you want to join us? I mean, I know you don't have any family here, and my parents, they decided to go to Florida early this year, so it's just going to be Erica and Mike.
And me.
Oh, right, obviously.
Jessica skips away.
Happy Christmas dinner at home! Yay!
Abby smiles. Jack looks at her.
It wouldn't be like a date. Unless you wanted it to be. But it doesn't have to be. Look,
I should stop talking.
I'd love to come.
She looks at him and smiles. He looks at her. He touches her face.
Is this okay?
Very.
He leans in.
It's just...
too soon.
It's complicated.
Right. It is for me too.
I just need a little more time to figure things out.
Is this the thing back in London?
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, I can wait.
He nods. She smiles.
Could you tell that I brined the turkey?
Absolutely.
She smiles. He sips wine. A view of downtown Chicago. There's a Christmas party at Jack and Mike's office. Mike wears a Santa hat, carries wine and a snack. He walks away from the party.
Hey, Jack. Party's in here. Are you coming?
I'll be right there. I just have to make a call first.
Okay, well, don't take too long. Rumballs are almost gone.
Mike smiles and walks away. Jack holds his phone. He takes a sip of wine. He puts his wine down. He walks as he types on his phone. He puts his phone to his ear and stands still. Abby's at her desk. Roger walks to her. Roger.
John on line 4.
All right, then. This is it.
She wears her headset. Jack's on his phone.
Hi, John.
She's in his office.
How was the turkey?
Perfect. Thanks to you. But, it's not really why I'm calling. I don't know where to start.
Then I'll start.
No. I have to get this out.
He walks away from her.
I wanted to call you one last time and say thank you. You have no idea what a difference you've made in my life. It made me realize that I was ready.
To make a turkey?
That. And to open my heart again. I've met someone, Peggy. Someone I really like.
She turns away.
For the first time in a long time.
That's wonderful.
I know that you and I had a connection too, but...
You don't have to explain, John. I've really enjoyed our talks. But... I have to tell you the truth.
Jack faces the camera. Abby turns to face the camera.
I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, hey. I don't care what you look like or where you come from or any of that. You know, to me, you'll always be Peggy. The beautiful voice on the phone who helped me open my heart again. That's all that matters.
Jack turns to face Abby.
Merry Christmas, Peggy. And thank you again for everything.
Merry Christmas, John.
Abby tears up. Jack turns off his phone. He's alone in his office. Abby's at her desk. She looks sad. Roger.
So, what happened?
He let Peggy go.
Well, maybe it's time you let her go, too. It's up to Abby to come clean.
Abby looks at Roger. She nods.
All right, hotline, 1 hour to go. Then we hang up our headsets for another season.
Roger pats Abby's shoulder. Abby.
Holiday hotline, let's talk turkey.
A pantry door opens. Abby.
Hold on. Explain to me one more time how this happened.
She's in a woman's kitchen.
What? Where?
I roasted it with the cars inside.
She holds melted plastic cars.
Oh, a turkey is in a garage, Henry.
Graphics, holiday hotline.
Whatever you do, do not put the frozen turkey into boiling oil.
Oh, well then definitely if you're having the family over, a turkey matzo ball soup. My gosh.
So, I don't have any butcher's twine. Would it be okay if I used Christmas ribbon instead?
Abby. Graphics, holiday hotline.
You need to put
Look, use a shallow roasting pan with a rack.
Coat the turkey with oil or cooking spray.
White meat cooked to 165, dark meat to 180.
Abby looks shocked.
No, I would definitely not recommend using a chainsaw.
What a plonker.
Roger.
This is it. 58, 59, 2 o'clock. Phone lines are officially off. Hey, we did it, everyone! Yeah!
Roger raises his hands. Jack walks through a door. He holds a gift. He walks to the Holiday Hotline offices.
Okay, everybody. Here we go. The award for greatest tragedy averted. We're talking a lady out of dropping an entire frozen turkey into a deep fryer. Thelma!
Roger gives Thelma a turkey statue. John walks through a hall. He smiles.
And now, for the best newcomer. Well, who else? Peggy!
He points to Abby. She smiles and runs to Roger. Jack walks in.
Thank you, but Peggy has left the building.
Abby holds a turkey statue. She stops smiling. She sees Jack.
Jack?
Jack looks stunned. He turns and walks away. Abby gives Roger her turkey. She runs after Jack.
Wait, please.
You knew I was John, and you didn't tell me?
I wanted to, but I...
But you didn't. I trusted Peggy. I trusted you. Why would you do that to me? After everything we talked about...
Because of what we talked about. I was afraid if I told you, you'd give up on Christmas dinner, on opening up again, and...
Jack looks down. He shakes his head.
Us.
Abby looks at Jack.
Then I was in too deep. That's why I needed more time.
Time? For what?
He looks hurt and angry.
For what it's worth, everything I shared as Peggy was true. Those talks meant the world to me. And I'll always be grateful for that.
She looks at Jack. He looks at her, then down.
I have to go. I have to get ready for dinner tomorrow night.
I'm assuming I'm no longer invited.
Abby looks sad. Jack looks at her. He looks down, then gives her the gift.
Merry Christmas, Peggy. Or Abby, or whoever you are.
He gestures, then walks away.
Hey. You used the name John. That didn't help either.
John's my name.
He looks at her.
When we started talking, we were just strangers. I guess that much hasn't changed, huh?
He turns and walks away. Abby watches him walk away. She looks down at the gift she holds. Abby holds the gift as she walks slowly outside by lit Christmas trees. She pulls out her phone.
Hi, Mom.
Abigail, how are you?
I'm fine, but you're up early.
We've got some exciting news.
That chef friend of yours has been trying to reach you.
The handsome one?
Yes, Diane, she knows that. Something about a new venue is opening up in Covent Garden. He's looking for a head chef. He's looking for you.
Really? Well, I'll think about it. I do miss home. And maybe I'm ready now to come back. Start something fresh, where I belong.
We do miss you, darling.
Yes, Christmas isn't the same without you.
It might not be without me after all. I'm coming home.
She puts her phone away and walks. She walks inside the apartment building. She stops and looks. The doorknob has been replaced. She touches it. Mike.
Abby. You wanted me.
Mike and Erica stop and look at Abby. Abby looks sad.
He wanted to surprise you.
Abby, are you okay?
Abby cries.
I didn't mean to hurt him. I wanted to help him and Jessica. I'm sorry. Merry Christmas. Christmas.
She enters her apartment.
Daddy.
Mike stops Erica from following her.
Where should that be? Come on.
They turn and walk away. Abby packs her bags. A suitcase is on her bed. She puts clothes in the suitcase. She stops. She picks up Jack's gift. She reads the tag.
Peggy, just a little something to thank you for helping me find my Merry Christmas again. All my best, John.
She opens the gift. It's the turkey ornament from the Christmas shop. She sits on the bed. She looks at the tag.
P.S. My closest friends call me Jack. So please do.
Abby waits outside the apartment with her luggage. Margaret.
What? You were just going to leave without saying goodbye? And you carried your own luggage. That's my job.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were with your grandkids. I left you a note.
I'll see my family later. Right now, I just wanted to say how sorry I am. If I hadn't brought you onto the hotline and told you not to say anything, none of this mess would have happened.
It's not your fault, Margaret. Jack and I just weren't meant to be.
Are you sure about that?
They look at each other. A taxi pulls up.
Well, this is me. Thank you for being so kind to me, Margaret. And tell everyone in the building I'll miss them.
Margaret nods.
Merry Christmas.
We're all sorry to see you go.
They hug. Margaret looks at Abby.
Merry Christmas, Abby.
Abby smiles and nods. She looks up at the apartment. She turns and walks to the taxi.
Thank you.
The driver puts her bags in the trunk. Abby waves to Margaret. She sits in the back of the taxi. Abby looks in her purse. She picks up her phone.
Hello?
Abby?
Jason. What number are you calling from?
A number you haven't blocked yet. Can't believe it worked.
I heard about the Covent Garden location.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. But, you know, I will need someone who I can trust. Someone who knows how I do things. Now, I realize that you'll have some reservations, but this would be strictly professional. I respect you for your talent as a chef, Abby. Now, we'd be business partners, but you'd run the entire show. What do you think?
Abby's deep in thought.
You know, Abby, you're a brilliant chef. I mean, you had me at the first taste of your Yorkshire pudding. I thought you want to cook for me again.
No, Jason. Not for you. Happy Christmas.
She puts her phone down. Jason looks disappointed. He puts his phone down. Abby steps out of the taxi. Margaret.
Help with your bags?
How did you know I wouldn't leave?
I didn't. What am I, some kind of magical Christmas fairy? So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to cook.
Abby ties a scarf on her head. Margaret raises her eyebrows. Abby puts on an apron. She holds a spatula. Abby cracks open an egg. Margaret holds a whisk. She hands it to Abby. Abby whisks the egg. She sifts flour into the bowl. She pours milk into a cup. She mixes the batter. She sprinkles sugar into the bowl. She pours oil into a muffin pan. A liquid batter drips from a spoon. Abby pours the batter into the muffin pan. Margaret smiles. Batter fills half of each muffin section. Abby puts the muffin pan into the oven. She smiles. The oven door opens. Abby holds a pan of Yorkshire pudding. She picks up a plate with two puddings on it. One's cut into pieces. Margaret takes a piece. She chews.
This is incredible, Abby. Peggy would be proud. You're ready, sweetheart.
So, what? I just show up at his door and hope he doesn't slam it in my face.
Don't worry. No man in his right mind is going to walk away from that Yorkshire pudding.
or you.
She points to Abby. Abby smiles.
That is the
Jack cutest. Walks from his kitchen. He holds a turkey. Jessica.
Hey, you did it, Dad! Christmas dinner at home!
She hugs Jack.
Isn't it great?
It's amazing. Bravo.
I didn't think you had it in you. You actually pulled it off. With a little help from your friend at the hotline.
Where's Abby? When's she gonna be here?
She's not coming, sweetie.
Why not? You invited her, and I set her a place.
Ah.
She should be here, Dad.
Jessica picks up a place card she made for Abby. Jack takes it. Erica.
She's right, you know.
She looks at Jack. He looks at Mike. Mike.
I got nothing.
Jack looks at Mike, then at Jessica. Jessica looks at Jack. Jack looks down.
I need to see a woman about a turkey.
He walks away.
You know, before she flies the...
Just go!
Right.
Jack bumps into a door, then leaves. He shuts his front door. Abby walks toward him.
Jack! I just wanted you to have this for your dinner. It's Yorkshire pudding. It's kind of my specialty.
She hands him a food container.
When I came to Chicago, I never wanted to make this or anything ever again. I lost my love of cooking. But you changed that. You inspired me to want to help people find the joy in it. And because of that, I rediscovered my own joy of cooking. Hmm. I found myself again. And now I know what I want in my life. It's all because of you.
They look at each other.
Anyway, I was just going to leave this here to say thank you. I wish I'd done everything differently. I hope you can forgive me, Jack.
I was on my way to find you.
You were?
I have to admit, that part was a lot easier than I expected.
You're really looking for me.
I've been looking for you for a long time.
He looks at her.
I know you weren't entirely upfront with me, but I also know why.
It wasn't intentional. And once I knew, I didn't want to hurt you.
The thing is, you didn't hurt me. You healed me. I don't want this to be over. I don't care if you're Peggy or Abby or Mrs. Claus herself. I'm falling in love with you.
Abby looks at Jack. Jack looks at Abby. They move close to each other. They kiss as they embrace. Mike, Jessica, and Erica wave at them through a window. Mike gives a thumbs up.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
Happy Christmas, Abby.
Jack smiles. They kiss.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, this looks incredible.
They all sit at a dining table about to eat Christmas dinner. Graphics in loving memory of Dwayne Poole, 1948 to 2023.